I'm through to BT and they're being really inept. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Venture.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Venture. Right now the customer service department is closed now. Yes, they will work. On Saturday they will work till 6 for me because they are closed now. Will you call them on tomorrow morning?
What time are they open tomorrow morning?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So you are not here.
Right.
Anyhow, I will arrange a call back. I will pass this to the engineering department. So I will troubleshoot the issue, whatever you're facing now. Shall I do that at least?
What do you mean, do exactly the same as you've already done?
You will definitely receive internet at this moment.
Right, so I'm recording this phone call. So you've just told me I'm definitely going to have internet. Yeah, is this tomorrow or next week or next month or?
So first of all, I have to give this call to the engineering department, so they will assist in that way. If there is any problem in the exchange, they will definitely clear it. So there's no need for anything to sort it out.
Right, so just to recap, I've spoken to someone in England, and they said they're definitely going to sort out my problem. They've transferred me to you, and you've said you're definitely going to sort out my problem, and now you're transferring me to engineering. And are they going to definitely sort out my problem, or?
Definitely,
we will resolve the issues that they're trying to solve. Definitely. So just like, sorry, I'm sorry to kind of think that I might not get decent customer service here, but given that last time I spoke to you for an hour and a half, and then an hour and a half before that, I was definitely going to get the problem sorted out. You can see why I might be slightly skeptical that you're definitely going to sort my problem out.
Yeah, I will arrange this call to the engineer, so they will definitely sort out the issue. Because if you will solve the issue, please don't worry about anything, Mr. Berisha.
Well, I am worrying about things because I'm paying, you know, more than I was paying with my previous provider for a much worse service. That's why I am worrying, yeah. So can you let me know what the mechanism is for, you know, the large periods of time throughout the day when I can't connect to the internet? That's BT not providing a service to me. So can you tell me how I would go about claiming that money back, please?
Yeah, once the issue is resolved, you will definitely ask for the rebate. There is no need for that. There's no issue for that. So once the issue is resolved, you can definitely go for the rebate.
And who would I talk to do that?
Yeah, once the issue is resolved, you can go for the rebate.
Yeah, which department of the many and varied BT departments that I'm passed and bounced between?
You can go with the billing department.
The billing department, okay. So the billing department will be able to refund me for the times when I haven't had internet connectivity. What's your name, please?
I'm Satya, S-A-T-H-Y-A.
Sorry, say that again?
Satya, S-A-T-H-Y-A.
S-A-T...
H...
Yeah.
Y...
Yeah.
A.
N, okay.
Problem on the BT line, they will assist you in that.
Okay. So can we just recap what you've done today? You've
If you want to try to call you, when shall we call? On Tuesday, if you want to ask anything furthermore, when shall we call?
Why are you calling me?
So in case if there's any issue, you have to do some more checks in the computer. So when shall we call you, Mr.
Well, you can try and call me anytime. If I'm in, I'll answer.
Okay. I will get back. We will get back to you in that mobile number. Do you have any mobile number?
You're not getting my mobile number.
Okay. So we will try to call you on the landline number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will pass this to the engineering department. They will assist you for that. Okay.
I hope so.
I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Belcher.
Me
and
too.
I'm sorry. I will do the interview.
Yes, is anything else you need from me?
No, is there anything else I could help you apart from this?
No. Thank you very much.